According to the Berkshire District Attorney's Office, several details in an alleged racially motivated assault at Simon's Rock don't add up. On September 27th, a student of color at Bard College at Simon's Rock reported that they had been knocked unconscious and dragged into the woods on the campus of the Great Barrington Liberal Arts College. Now, Berkshire District Attorney Andrea Harrington's office says the investigation hasn't found evidence to corroborate initial claims. Simon's Rock alum Andre Santana told WAMC earlier this month that the incident came at a time of high tension on campus.
Essentially, in the week leading up to the incident on Friday, there was actually instances of graffiti on campus that used racial slurs. And after the first instance, the community got together. They brought in outside facilitators to have a community discussion. And shortly after, there was yet another instance of not only racial slurs and phrases, but also swastikas as well. And the community again followed up with community conversation, and actually the students put together a sort of empowerment mural over the place where the graffiti had happened. And from what I understand, someone came and punched a hole through that display as well.
Then came the alleged assault. Berkshire DA Office Public Information Officer Andy McKeever.
The student informed investigators that the student was rendered unconscious and dragged approximately 75 yards into the woods. The student later reported waking with cuts through the student's clothing, resulting in cuts to the student's torso.
In the aftermath, Santana told WAMC that the incident highlighted, quote, mismanagement of the situation by the Simon's Rock administration. A pattern, he says, fits with the college's historic relationship with its students of color.
And so that has really been our emphasis, is trying to think about what steps the administration could have taken that they didn't take, but also how the culture at Simon's Rock overall surrounding race, surrounding other identities, has culminated and has been improperly supported throughout the course of the years. Unfortunately, I was on campus on Monday, and the environment reflects this lack of safety. It reflects a feeling that students aren't being advocated for unless they push the administration to advocate for them.
In a statement Wednesday, the DA's office details areas in which the investigation has been unable to corroborate the original story of the assault. Again, McKeever.
The ground in the area of which the student was reportedly dragged consisted of wooded path, dirt, and mud. The student's clothing, shoes, hair, and body did not have any dirt or debris on them. The superficial wounds on the student's torso did not align with the cuts on the student's clothing. There were no defensive wounds. The records thus far have not provided a medical reason for unconsciousness. Investigators have conducted three interviews with the student, but there's no description of the alleged assailant provided at any time. There's no surveillance footage of the area, and none of the witnesses at the time in the area reported seeing any other potentially involved parties.
McKeever says the investigation is ongoing and that the U.S. Attorney's Office was notified that there was potentially a racial aspect to the alleged assault.
It's got a wide scope to it, and it involves everything from the nature of the original complaint to any potential motivations behind the alleged assault.
The Berkshire DA's office says the investigation is currently waiting on forensic testing, including some by the State Police Crime Lab. Reached for comment by WAMC Thursday, Simon's Rock said it didn't have anyone available to speak. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.